the things I really wanted to do with this camp is to really teach you that journaling is more than what most of you think. So here are the common reasons why people don't want to journal. Number one, it takes too much time. And one of the things that I'm going to be teaching you at this camp is there is a time and place to do what we call longer form journaling, where you're really going to work on some kind of recurring problem, something that's bothering you, et cetera. But day to day, most of us don't do that type of journaling. Like I might do that type of journaling, I don't know, every few weeks. Like if something's really bothering me, like right now, I'm really doing a lot of journaling on like work. Like I have a lot of duties. I've got three jobs now. I run two different memberships and we've got a restaurant. And I've just been feeling a little burned out. I've been feeling a little stressed. I'm working more than I normally do. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm journaling about all the different things that I do and trying to figure out where am I people pleasing? Where am I adding to my plate that I don't necessarily need to in life? And why? Where are the things that I actually enjoy doing, but because I'm like stressed and anxious all the time, I'm forgetting I like these parts. So a lot of my journaling right now is about that. So there is a time and place for what we call deeper cuts journaling. And at camp, we're going to teach different ways to attack that. But the mass majority of journaling doesn't take a lot of time. It's your 2 to 5 minutes. Like, I don't know if there's some kind of like weird misconception out there, but when you make a daily plan, when you literally just, here's what I'm going to eat, here's an obstacle that might get in my way, and here's what I'm grateful for, that's journaling. And the vast majority of us, that's going to be our daily journaling. We don't necessarily need to do the four ends every day and all this other stuff. The other thing that I'm going to be teaching at this camp, so number one is journaling comes in different flavors. Sometimes there's deep cuts. Most of the time, it's just literally figuring out, like, what excuse am I using over and over again? Let me just, like, today, journaling is just getting my head clear on how I'd like to show up today. That's it. And we move on. And we don't spend all day long, like, scathing at our soul. All right. The next big one is I'm so afraid I'm going to uncover something that like, I guess I've been suppressing all of my life. I have never had that happen inside of No BS ever. And I've talked thousands and thousands and thousands of women from big trauma to no trauma, how to journal. And not one has said, oh my God, Corinne, like I got to journaling and uncovered deep-seated trauma. Said no one ever. This is the thing. I don't teach y'all how to deal with big T trauma. So for a lot of you who are worried about that stuff, that is not what we're doing. What I'm trying to teach you, especially at that camp, is how to take what's going on in your life right now and do it a little better. Think about it a little different. How to move forward in life. How not to let our past drag us down in the present so that we can have the things. Sometimes that means doing some repair work with our inner child. But I have been working with 150 of your No BS women privately for the last few months. We have done a lot of inner child work. And they are all saying, like, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It's actually been pretty fucking helpful. And I didn't realize that just talking to my inner child, talking to feelings that come back, or talking to past versions of me in my adult life, how helpful it is to just let her be heard. That is all we're doing in that work. We are not reliving traumas. We're literally going back in time. And that could be you in your 30s. It could be you at your last job. It's a version of our past self. And all we're really doing is in that moment, when something happened where she felt like she didn't have a voice, where she was having to cope, where she was having to figure something out, she didn't get the chance. And all I'm teaching you is how to go back and talk to her about it and give her the opportunity to tell you what she wished would have happened, what she wishes for you now, what she needs from you now, and giving you the opportunity to care for her, to listen to her, so that every time something in life happens that kind of activates some kind of overwhelming feeling in you, we don't have to do that anymore. We know how to care for ourselves. So that's another thing. And then I think one of the other big things that I watch a lot of you like bitch and moan about or get confused about, and I answered this question the other day. Someone was like, when I'm doing, like, so on the weigh-in sheets on the daily assessments, there's the four ends. And she said, well, I already have good thoughts. Why would I ever do the four ends? We are spending an entire day at camp, the final day, on how do you journal about the good stuff? Because here's what I find a lot of you don't realize. You have decent thoughts. You have good thoughts. And you've never explored the idea of a couple of things. Number one, doing the four ends to show your brain there really is only facts here. And I just happen to be choosing a really great version of them. Because what a lot of you do is like you blame your feelings on things. So when you have a bad day, it's so-and-so's fault. It's my job's fault. It's because this thing happened. It's because they said this or they didn't do this and they didn't say this. And so we do the four ends and we get to neutral. What we're showing ourselves is this is the only thing that happened. And then we had this experience. Our brain created a thought. Then we had an experience in our body with our emotions. And that is what feels so bad. Well, when we start doing that with our good thoughts, our really positive thoughts, here's what we get to prove to our brain in an easy way. When this thing happened, I thought good thoughts and then I felt good. I don't need something outside of me to make me feel good either. Just like something outside of me can't make me feel bad, I might choose to feel bad, which puts me in a powerful position. When I choose to be upset about something, I don't need to eat over it. I'm not reacting. But also when these things happen, it starts helping your brain see that when negative type things happen, that when you're journaling on the positives and you're seeing that you have the ability to have thoughts that like create like, wow, amazement, whatever, that it was never the thing. And this is important for weight loss for all of you, because a lot of you go through life and you think like you're losing weight and you might think, well, I just got lucky. It was an easy time in my life. Bitch, you didn't get lucky. That is a thought we don't want. Feels good. But you're setting yourself up to believe that conditions have got to be right or I can't lose weight. When the conditions aren't right, I guess I'm unlucky and can't do it. So when you journal about the good stuff, you open yourself up to a couple of options. Number one, you make it easy for your brain to start realizing there are always going to be things that happen in the world, and I will always be in control with how I choose to think about it, what I choose to believe about me, and what I choose to do next, good or bad. The second most powerful thing that happens when you journal on the good stuff is you get to see that sometimes you have a pretty good thought and it could be even better. Sometimes we don't even know how good we actually can fucking feel. Like so often I will do something and like be proud of it. Today's a good example. I got up this morning, didn't feel great, went to the gym, was doing my leg day. I go in there and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a rough one. Like I was already convinced, like you can just go easy. It like, whatever, just meet yourself where you're at, Corinne. So I got myself going. I met myself where I was at. I was like, all right, let's just go. I ended up lifting heavier on like three moves. Here was my nice thought after. Good job. I'm glad you did it. Okay, that sounds quite lovely, right? But what if I did the four ends? And I was like, what would be the next best thought when I tell myself, good job, you got it done, you lifted heavier? It would be like, wow, you are such a perseverer. You always amaze me. You somehow figure shit out every single time. Like, I want y'all to see that. There is so much room to grow in our positive thinking. And so many of you are so afraid that it might take a few minutes or that you might find something bad or whatever your horseshit is around journaling. It's going to be so hard. I don't know what to write about, whatever it is, that you don't even give yourself the opportunity to learn and be surprised that it might be a lot fucking easier and a lot more beneficial than you ever gave it credit for. And that's why I picked this. Because here's one thing I know about every single one of you. If you want to lose weight, you better learn how to not trust your mind. I was listening to a book. My husband has been begging me to read this book like for weeks now. He's been listening to something. It's called The Undoing Project. I can't really recommend it. I think it's more of a business book. So unless you just want a business book, don't worry about it. It's not like it's a book about how we're going to lose weight and stuff. But very first chapter, well, the first chapter is called Man Boobs. I don't know why. I haven't figured out why it's called Man Boobs yet, but it's a lot of sports analogies. I think if you actually enjoy sports, you might enjoy this book. But he was talking about this guy who's a statistician for the NBA, for the Houston Rockets, and like got made fun of completely because the way he wanted to be picking players was based more on statistics and like taking advantage of these statistical anomalies and stuff. So, long story short, Charles Barkley called him out and said, you know, like that's bullshit. You know, he don't know players. He's just some nerd that never could get the girls in high school, which I love Charles Barkley, but he's very opinionated. But anyway, he just goes down on this guy a few years ago. And the guy was like, not even had his feelings hurt. And he said, nerds, I'm going to redefine it. A real nerd is a person who knows their own mind well enough to mistrust it. Because he said, like, I get all the statistics and stuff, and I'm always doubting what my brain wants to think first. And I thought about all of us. And I was sitting there thinking, that is just like every success story that loses their weight. At some point, you have to get to where you mistrust your mind so that you can turn your rational brain on and decide, is this thought worthy of me? Because it worthy enough to even take up space in my head. Because what a lot of you are doing is you're listening to your excuses and you're listening to what your brain thinks about what you can and can't do. I know I keep using her as an example, but I was just like coaching her yesterday. Karen Brent is a good example of this. Yesterday, you know, most of you are following her on Facebook, making tons of progress, changing her life, all the things. And then yesterday, she wanted to go to the gym. And all it took was a new experience that she hasn't done in a while for her brain to start saying things like one of the things we coached on is I think she was going to do, I don't think it was 15. I think maybe she was going to do 20 minutes or 15. I can't even remember how many minutes it was. And she was so afraid. She was like, I just know what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there and my brain's going to tell me that this isn't enough and blah, 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 blah. So what do I need to do to not think that? And I was like, I don't think thinking that is the problem. I think the real problem is you think the thought is a problem. Like whenever your brain, everyone opens up and says, here's my doo-doo of the day. Let me present to you what I think about you. And I'm here, warning alert, it's all shit. I don't think you can do jack today, whatever that is. Y'all need to learn how to mistrust your brain more. Why are you so quick to believe everything it tells you? And it ain't like I don't teach you that your brain is biased to be negative. If our brain is biased to be negative, then that automatically should have us mistrusting everything it says that's negative until we decide, I want to think this negative thing about life. I want this. Good example, the stuff that's going on in Israel right now. We don't need to do thought work to be happy about that. You know what we need to do? Like I told Chris this morning, I was like, world's going to hell in a handbasket. This is some bullshit. I want to think that's bullshit. So I don't have to go eat over it. I don't have to sit there and let my brain sprawl and be like, yep, that's one I'm keeping. Now, if I get up in the morning and I think, well, there's nothing you can do to make the world a better place, Corinne. Who are you? That is not one I want to keep. That is one I just want to mistrust. And I just want to say, like, I believe that there's at least two people in the world you can affect today. Your husband and your child. Like, all of you. I loved that sentence. Learn to mistrust. Be doubtful first of what your brain offers. You know, the only time, like, and then there's the other side. When you learn to like start thinking better, here's what happens in your brain. It's now going to start telling you, I don't know if you can believe that. We want to doubt that thought and be like, I don't know why you think that. We're just going to ride the coattails of some good thoughts until something proves it wrong. And if when that happens, I'm not going to say like, I knew it. You know what I'm going to say? What can I do about it? So fucking journaling is important. For all of you sitting on the fence right now, wondering if you should do it. If you are not journaling, you better damn well be there, or you better buy the virtual ticket so you can rewatch it at your leisure. Because we're going to cover all of this stuff. And it's a deep dive into all of it. And I don't want you being afraid. And if for some reason you're scared or whatever, please write into us, support@pmptribe.com. Don't sit there and let your fears dictate whether or not you're going to do something for yourself that could change everything. If you write in, I promise, I swear on my boobs and my business that my team will help you make a decision. And if you shouldn't be there, they will tell you you shouldn't be there. Our job is not to sell you on everything. Our job is to help you make a good decision for you. And I will just be honest, sometimes I don't trust my brain to make a good decision for me on something I'm doubting or scared about. I let somebody else's brain help me. I am like all of you. I go out and buy programs too. When I recently, I took a course, I got certified, an advanced certification in like more of the trauma-informed type stuff. I'm not necessarily trauma-informed. I'm more about the feelings base, the some of the somatic work. This is where I got like more education on inner child work and stuff, on how to tap more into the feelings part, because not every single thing can be done with thought work. Sometimes we have to start in the body and work our way up to the head. It was a long program. It was 6 months. It was a real commitment. And it was expensive. I had so many doubts and fears about doing it. It was not an automatic I should. And I'm going to tell you right now, the person who taught it, I trust with my own life. And I still had doubts, fears, and hesitations. So I talked to my best friend. I talked to Chris. And I talked to the instructor. I didn't trust my brain. But I definitely trusted that these people love me enough to help me make a decision. So I will promise you that if you are on the fence about coming in person, we still have tickets. If you're on the fence about the virtual ticket, our team loves you enough to help you make a decision. Okay, with that said, Let us look at the swag box because this is where the fun happens, and then we'll get to coaching. So I'm going to hold it up this way so you can just kind of see. Oops, as I knock my microphone out. First, you get to see me. I was like, I opened the box. I was like, holy shit. Like, our team put it together. I was the one that said, I want these things in there, but I never know how they're going to package stuff. And I will tell all of you, I still get excited even when I see my own face. So I look very happy and it says, let the countdown begin. And then on the inside, it comes all packaged and we've got like all the things that explains what's going, like what's in the box, how to use it, when to use it, all that kind of good shit. So we always like to make sure that we explain everything. First of all, you're going to get a couple of highlighters because it's really like this will be revealed at camp, but you're getting a couple of No BS Women highlighters. We've never sent y'all No BS Women highlighters. So that's a first. I'm going to put those there. Then let me put my glasses back on because Karen can't fucking see. This is a fold stand. This is a No BS fold stand where you can put it on your desk. And now that is where you can rest your phone. So for all of you, like on my screen, I have Heidi's favorite quote on my screen. If I want, I can have it right here on my desk. For some of you, the one of the reasons why I wanted it was so that if you have your inspiration on your home screen or whatever, or like a thought you want to remember for the day, I thought it would be nice if you work or it's somewhere where you can see it all the time. This will help you have it like visible. The other nice thing that I think you should do with this bad boy is for those of you who have a hard time sticking to your fucking food plan, how about you type it in your notes app or screenshot your food plan and then set that little bad boy up and then you might not forget about it. Just saying, there are things we can do to do better. All right, next. Well, let me save this one for last. This is probably the best. We changed out the pen. I know y'all love the old school No BS pen, but because we already did that once this year, we're going to give y'all some new pens. This one says it doesn't have to be perfect. The other one says celebrate that shit. Hang on, let me dig in here. Let me do the grand reveal for all of you. You also get, well, shit, this is, let me just say, packaged very well. It's not going to slide around in your box. All right. Celebrate that shit. Yes, you totally can. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Along with a bookmark that on the back says, paper thinking is a fucking superpower for your weight loss. So we would never send you swag that does not have some swear words on it. But we are trying to keep it a mix because I know some of y'all got littles and you don't necessarily want to say the F-bomb. So if it's got the F-bomb, you might want to hide it. All right. Then you are going to get a favorite, which is the good paper journal, like just a blank one that has all the paper. In fact, somebody yesterday was wondering, you know, where can I get another one? Well, we doubled down. We gave you extra paper in this one. And on the back, it says paper thinking, new beliefs, habits, busting excuses, notes, fears, doodles, hopes, big ideas, 24-hour plans, new hotness, random thoughts, affirmations, daydreams, reflection, old shitties, and rewrite your story. All right there. I'm still saving the best one for last. I don't even know if that's the best one. There's two in here that are really good. We kind of did things different this time. Stickers. We get more requests for fucking stickers. So we gave you two sheets of stickers with all kinds of like level up, two bites behind, never stop setting goals, never stop trying, you're enough. All like a lot of the things that we all talk about. Of course, you will get your workbook so that you don't have to print it. So your workbook will come. Here's your workbook for the camp so that you can do all of your stuff. We will also have a digital version on the camp page, your homepage for camp. So that for those of you who are a digital diva, you can feel free to download it and use your good notes or whatever it is that you use. I think this is going to be the one. All right. This is, we're sending y'all a blankie, a No BS blankie. So one of the things that I thought was important for this camp was I want you to feel nurtured and comforted and safe and all the things. So I told the team, let's do something big. Let's send them a blanket So that anytime that you like after camp, one of the things that I hope is that you will feel like once you get through camp, you're like, this journaling thing is really like a gift I give myself. It is something that I do for me. And I'm real big into experiences. And so, like, if I go someplace and there's a certain smell, like, one of the things we have is we have candles that smell like Mandalay Bay in our house because it's a happy place for us. And so we have some candles that a hotel type chain, like they make candles for stuff. Scents and textures and different things will bring you back to that experience. And that is one of the other things we'll be learning at the journaling camp. So we're giving you a blanket so that you can use it for the weekend. And then anytime that you are wanting to get into that quick space of like writing, doing any kind of deeper work, you can lay your blanket on you and it kind of can bring you back. One of the other things I would encourage, the one thing we didn't include because it was one time we tried to include something that was kind of fragile in our boxes. And no matter how much we shrink wrapped and stuff just broke on the way. So we wanted to make sure we only send you things that don't break in transit is a candle. We really wanted to give everybody a candle, but it's really hard not for them to get like screwed up, too hot, the wax go crazy and stuff. So I would suggest all of you for camp where, you know, when you're especially those of you who are doing it at home to order you a candle that is a unique scent to you. That's not one that you always burn in your house if you burn candles. And use it that weekend so that anytime you journal after that, you can fire that specific scent up and it will kind of get you in the mood really fast. All right. The last, and I think the most exciting swag item, this was one that was really important to me. Is we designed an entire journal book. So I'm going to show you the inside. This is a 12-week journey to discovering your most authentic self. It is not blank pages, it is a guided journal. So it is full every week for those of you who go to camp, exactly what to be writing about. Like day one, the highlight reel of my past. Imagine someone asked about the story of your past. What are the highlights that made you who you are? This is not a, I'm going to like dig around in my doo-doo diaper journal. This is really meant to take you on a journey to kind of like this is like, there is one on here about what are some of the roadblocks on the path to future you? And we're give you questions to answer about it. So it really does take you on a journey, and every week has a different theme. And we worked really hard on this. I just want to give kudos to my team because the only thing I really did was on this one is I said, I want a journal. This is what I want it to look like. And then I want to approve the questions. And so they came up with tons and tons of questions, high-level themes. All I did was tweak things and it turned out beautiful. So I would like to thank the Nobius team, specifically Jackie and Yasmin, who really worked hard on this. Jackie is an unsung hero inside of Nobius. She is on our marketing team. She does a lot of your, like anything that's like a workbook and stuff. She designs a lot of our stuff to make it pretty and make it fun for y'all. And Yasmin is my right hand when it comes to content. She's the one that helps me like ideate, bounce ideas. She like all these workbooks and stuff. She brings that shit home. Like I'm the big ideas person. I kind of set the journey until like this is how we're going to teach it and this is what we're going to do. And they, the two of them, really pull a lot of this stuff together. So I want to give them a shout out because they're probably two people on the team. Y'all hear that you hear about the coaches. Like there's certain people in the team that you hear a lot about. And Jackie and Yasmin, you probably don't hear much about at all. And they are critical to this or like whole organization. So, all right, with that said, Mish is putting in like where you can sign up for camp. Make sure you get in because these boxes are getting ready to ship and you want to make sure that you get your box in time for camp. We do a pretty good job, but we like to ship real early because we do not want anybody not having their box. So the later you register, there's a cutoff, but get in.